Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast on this September the 16th. I hope your day has gotten started well. We jumped back into our Senior Moments series this past weekend, and at Lewis Center, we focused really on the characters Enoch and then on Noah. We talked a little bit about Cain and Abel a couple of months ago in the Adulting series. So we talked about Enoch, and what was it that Enoch did that he received this commendation? That's what Hebrews 11:5 says, that he pleased God. And really all you can come up with is that Enoch walked with God. It says that twice in verses 22 and 23 of chapter 5. And so we decided, you know, what if that's all God wants? What if all God wants is for us to walk with him? We talked about situations in our lives. What if you're in a sales meeting and everyone's going around the table talking about where they are in relation to quote, and you know everybody in the room is lying and you feel the pressure of that, and God is saying, hey, I'm right here, just ask me for help. Or what if your spouse asks you for the 10th time to fix the screen on that window that you promised you'd fix 11 months ago? You know, could it be God saying right there, hey, I've got the answer. I'm really good at this marriage thing, if you'll just ask me. Or what if your three-year-old draws a beautiful mural on the wall that you just painted last week, and you don't want to yell, right? You don't want to yell like your dad yelled, but you're about to yell, and God says, hey, I'm right here. See, God says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. So those who would draw near to God must first believe that he exists, that he's a creator, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him, those who want to follow after him. When we talked about what it meant to believe in God as creator, and this was not a message on origins theory, but we spent a little bit of time talking about that, but really more time talking about what does it mean that God rewards us. And that's when we really jumped to the character of Noah, because what Noah did is Noah built an ark where there was no water, and he believed that if he built that boat, in my opinion, he believed for 120 years, somebody was going to believe. Now, the reality is no one did. Just like Noah had faith, it just drew me back to whenever we came here in 2004 to plant LifePoint. You know, there were 127,000 people in a 5-mile or so radius of where we wanted to plant that claimed no relationship with God. Now, at that time, the most likely person in America to have a relationship with God was a 50-year-old female. The least likely was a 30-year-old male. Lewis Center is like 30-year-old male heaven, right? The average age of people in our target area is about 33 and a half years old, with 2.5 kids under the age of 6. So for us, from the first Bible study in 2004 with 14 people, we had to believe in something that we couldn't yet see. And so God has graced us, just like he graced Noah's people, to listen, to hear, to believe. But there came a moment when God shut the door to Noah's ark. And I know that creates a problem for us, because we read the Bible and we're like, Dean, this is where I get upset. I mean, the Bible's kind of outdated. It's irrelevant. Because why does there have to be all this judgment? And I understand that creates problems for our faith. It causes us at times to doubt and ask, well, why? And so forth. But I'll say, if you don't believe in divine judgment, it creates bigger problems. There's a Croatian theologian that actually teaches at Yale. His name's Miroslav Volf. And he lived through the Bosnian-Serbian civil wars and Slobodan Milosevic's regimes. Here's what he said. He said, if your family members have been raped and your house looted and burned to the ground, you will pick up a sword. And the only way to keep from picking up a sword is to believe that God will. Nothing less than a God of divine justice will end the cycle of human violence. So we need the judgment of God. And the text there in Hebrews, in Genesis chapter 6, God says, I will destroy, really the self-destroyed. So we run away from God, and really it's our own consequences that eat us up. So when you get to the end, and I just kind of shared on Sunday some moments in my life where the enemy was just eating me up in my thoughts, you have got to believe that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You cannot forget to look up. That's the big idea of the series. You've got to look up. As a matter of fact, if you've kind of given away the end of the story in Hebrews chapter 11, but Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says what? Looking unto Jesus, looking up. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author. You didn't think this up. He's the finisher. You can't complete this yourself. The verse says, who for the joy, and at least the joy, that's partly you and me, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross so that you and I don't have to, despising the shame so that you and I don't have to carry it, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when you and I fail, God says, I'm right here. Grace means you can start over. Grace means you don't have to run from me. Grace means you don't have to hate yourself. Grace means you don't have to carry your shame. Just because you failed doesn't make you a failure. So maybe as you start your week out, maybe you need to rely on that grace again. I'm going to pray for us and then give you the opportunity to pray. God, as we start our week, we're just saying that we believe that you're a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And God, today we want to take the opportunity that we have to do that. Lord, we may see the end of our faith. We may not see it until we see you, but we believe you're a rewarder. And God, for those of us who failed, who've fallen, Lord, you've given us grace. Today we can start over. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray. Maybe you need to start over this morning. Maybe you need to express faith in God as you go through something difficult. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. Just by way of reminder, Life Change Sunday is coming up here on September the 29th. You can go to the LifePoint app and register through the events. If you'll scroll down to the 29th and register to be baptized and go public that day. And we just launched a new term of life groups this week. So I hope you're in a group. If not, this is the perfect time to join one. You can just reach out to the community life pastor at your campus, and they will certainly help you get connected. God bless you guys. Have a great day.